Welcome to the Inspired Intentions podcast with Skyterra Wellness. If you've been too busy and not taking care of yourself, it's time to reset habits and plunge into your new normal. I'm your host, Jeff Ford, and I'm joined today with my co-host, Rachel Colasino and Alan Broyle.
How's it going, guys?
How you guys doing?
Hello. Welcome, Alan. And hello, Jeff.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi. So let's get this started. I have a little picture to paint for you, and it's what's happening for me right now. So picture this. You're working from home, and your workspace is a few steps away from where you eat, which is a step away from where you prepare your food, which is two steps away from your couch, and you're sharing this space with one other person who's also working from home, who's on the phone, who needs quiet. So it's a little chaotic right now.
It sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah, no doubt.
We're working through it.
How big is your apartment? I know your apartment in particular is like, what, 100 square feet?
Something That's like that. What it feels like.
You just definitely painted a picture of that for sure.
Yeah. So how is it going working from home for you guys when you're doing that?
That's pretty good for me. I have a dedicated office, and I don't live with anybody. So I have the whole space to myself.
He's super particular. You will never have a roommate. You try to, ask this guy if he wants a roommate, and our executive producer never wants a roommate.
Yeah, I'm solo. So working at home is pretty seamless for me. I've been doing it for a long time.
Okay.
Well, in my case, this is very different because normally I'm at the retreat and, either going to a class and then going back to the office, class, back to my computer. And at our current location, I tend to not have one place where I'm ever doing work for more than 1 to 2 hours at a time. So
yeah,
it's been a huge transition for me to be actually at my house doing work for 3 to 4 hours, or occasionally traveling over to our new location to do our podcast recordings like this. And to keep up with some of the content that we're able to produce in this downtime.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So what we're doing today, guys, and we should probably introduce the topic, is just knowing how different things are in the world right now. We're definitely in a new normal, and there are a lot of people working from home, sharing spaces, you know, having to take care of kids and staying safe and staying healthy. So we just wanted to do this podcast today to give some tips on working from home and just kind of pool our brains together and see what we can come up with. And we invited Alan.
So the pooled tips are going to be epic.
That's
how I'm feeling about this.
Yeah. And recording it, the video portion.
Yeah. So this is different too. So we're doing this by Zoom. We're recording it as a video, which Alan's going to take the audio from and publish it to our regular podcast feed. And then we're going to also publish this video. So everything's new.
And this is Rachel's first time on the moon as well.
Right. So if you're watching the video, my background looks like I'm in outer space. It was either that or have you look at the inside of my at-home sound booth, also known as my closet.
Great.
Hey, I think times like these, creativity comes through the woodwork from all different angles. So I'm proud of ourselves.
Yeah, that's key for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rachel, don't we want to thank all of those workers who aren't working at home currently, just for all our hospital people, our armed forces, everybody who's doing their part right now to still be out there during this pandemic?
Yeah, I think that's really important place to start, which is I think that we have a luxury of working from home right now, and there are a lot of people who don't have that luxury. So maybe we even dedicate this podcast to them. So anyone who's not able to do that, like you said, healthcare workers, grocery store clerks, food delivery people, gas station attendants, all of those essential services. Just thank you so much for taking care of us.
We appreciate you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Cool. So where do you want to start, Rachel?
So let's start with maybe some roadblocks.
Yes.
So I would say, you know, let's start there and see if they sound familiar to anybody, and then maybe kind of work from there to see what kind of tips we can come up with. And I know
I've got one.
Yeah, you go ahead, Jeff.
Sorry, I'm a chronic interrupter, especially on our video podcasts. You know, like when people with their computers, they tend to have multiple windows open at every one time. And so I think especially when you're like glued to a computer during a time period like this, where you have 6 to 8 hours, you don't necessarily have to be going to meetings or talking to people randomly, that it can be really typical to have every window open on your screen, including like your email, which I think is a big offense.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Especially if you can see like as new emails come in, that's really distracting.
Yeah, like, are they giving prizes to people who respond to emails the quickest? Like, have you guys gotten like awards for that? Because I think that's just an interesting use of like our office time, in that it becomes very inefficient if we're starting to try to do multiple things all at the same time, and then to also be responding to email along with that.
Yeah, that shifting in tasks, I know, is something that we've talked about before that can just break your distraction, break your concentration. And that includes switching between tabs on your computer.
Yeah. Do you have any Rachel?
Well, I was just going to say, how many tabs do you typically have open? Like, do you cap it at 3?
I might be in the range of like 3 to 5 tabs, but usually at least 2 to 3 tabs are related to that. Specific task at hand. So I think it's just, you know, put limits. You might have to have multiple tabs open to be working on the project or working on whatever you're trying to execute for that day. But yeah, I think 5 is a good number, 5 or less, kind of like 5 or less ingredients in food as well.
Just
throwing that out there.
And I know, how about you, Alan?
Yeah, for me personally, when I'm doing a lot of like video and photo work, so I'm doing a lot of uploading and things like that, going back and forth between tabs is kind of crucial, especially when I'm sitting there waiting on something to upload to, say, Google Drive or something. Having nothing but work tabs open is important for me, because I can get so easily distracted going to click on this tab here, and then all of a sudden I'm on something that I had open while I was taking a break, and I get distracted and it completely throws off my efficiency. Mm-hmm. So just making sure that those 3 to 5 tabs are nothing but the stuff that you really need to focus on, I find that key for me.
There's a relationship with all the tabs.
Very much so.
Yeah, makes sense.
I think for me, my roadblock is I'm always afraid that people who need to get a hold of me aren't going to be able to get a hold of me. So
Rachel,
I will.
You're always able to get a hold of me. You know how we figure out how to find you, even when we are off the radar.
Yeah. I think so. I'm like, I find myself constantly checking just to make sure, because I have my phone on silent. But I think just like what's helped me is just communicating with people like, hey, I'm going to be working on this project heavily for the next 3 or 4 hours. Like, if you need me, if it's urgent, send me a text. Otherwise, like, I'll get back to you when I'm done. So that communication.
You give them a heads up of your priorities. So if they are trying to reach out to you, they have kind of a timeline of when is best to contact you.
Yes. Yeah,
that's crucial. And maybe because you work from home pretty regularly, despite this circumstance, you work from home pretty regularly and remotely for our business. So I'm sure it makes sense for you to want to be really connected for if our executive producer needs you, or anybody on our team.
That's right. Cool. Yeah. So what about you, Alan? Any roadblocks for you? Oh, I know one for you.
Shoot.
Go ahead.
What is it?
Alan, you do not take a lunch break.
Oh my gosh. He chronically offends that. You rarely see this guy eat.
I know. I'm really bad about, if I am eating, also working through while I'm eating.
Mm-hmm.
I don't separate that time out. I'm totally aware of this. He calls me out on it all the time.
I don't think he's alone in this, though. I would say there's a pretty large percentage of people who like are more that desk jockey, who do eat just because they might be in the flow of like their project too.
Yeah, and it's easy for me to like be working on something and have something uploaded, and then while something's uploading, eat and still kind of be like editing maybe like one image or something like that. So I kind of tone it down, I guess, with my focus, but I need to really focus and take that break. I have found, that's important. That's definitely a roadblock for me.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like we've talked about before, when we batch our podcast recordings together, we take those movement snacks in between, but you need a food snack too, Alan.
Yeah, no, totally.
Sounded so motherly, Rachel. Well done.
Watching out.
I think it's a nice thing. Like, it splits up the day too, like specifically with lunch, like getting that longer 30 minutes can be helpful versus even just those quick 10 minutes breaks, which is clearly a tip for working at home, is to have more of those probably throughout your day as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something that I've seen my husband struggle with is having a dedicated workspace where all of his stuff is set up. Mm-hmm. So he does not usually work at home. So this is new for him. And I have my space and he's allowed to use it if he has an important phone call, but he has to clear it with me ahead of time. Well, so we're
kind of notice. Is this like 12 hours notice, 24?
I'd like about 12. That would be nice.
About 12.
Yeah, 12 hours notice is good. You're a planner, Rachel. I respect that.
Yeah, yeah. So he's been able to set up on our, like on our kitchen island, his kind of working area. And even though it's not a desk, him having all of his stuff there ahead of time, so he has his chargers, he has his work computer, his notebook, his pens, coaster for his drink. So he has kind of taken over this area, which is great. I mean, he has a great view. He can look right out the windows and everything. And I think that's really important. Is like, what'd you say?
What's the chair situation? I'm sorry. So he's on the kitchen island. He's got a great view. Is he on like a stool all day?
Yeah. Yes.
Really? So no backing. How's he doing with that?
He also stands, and so he has it raised up a little bit when he stands.
Ooh, is it in line with his eyes?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Because Yep. Do you know if you tilt your head just 30 degrees, like down, you're going to get like tons of pressure on the back of your neck, which can actually lead to imbalances in your posture and just
overall
neck pain, which is not good.
That's right. So I'm hearing you say too, having your space set up so that it's ergonomic and that your body's in a good position is going to be super important. So you're going to want your monitor like just below your eye level. You want your elbows to be able to be at 90 degrees, right?
Crucial.
On your side.
Sounds like your husband's doing a great job too. Shout out.
We're working on it. Yeah, we're working on it.
That's awesome. Good.
Something that I have that actually your wife was really excited to hear about, Jeff, was I have this little self-care basket. So I keep it next to my computer. It's like lotion, mints, lip balm, some other stuff, just like right next to my desk, just to remind myself to take care of myself during the day.
That's really cool. Alan, could you tell us what's in your self-care basket that's close to your desk?
It looks like a bottle of water. Right,
he's got
now.
An empty bottle of water over here and some remnants of a food bar. Oh, wait, I see it. There's a latte cup on the ground. Oh my God, you wish this guy would pick up his stuff.
Now, Rachel, do you think that helps you from getting distracted, like taking breaks to go get those small things that you
need
throughout the day?
Yep.
That's probably a big part of it.
Yeah.
That's efficient. So it's like right there, you can just grab it and go and get that self-care time immediately. And then also not have to go find those things that you're probably going to need anyways.
Yeah, totally.
And one of the things I have in there, actually our general manager, Teresa, gave to me was, and it's something that we sell at Skyterra. It's like a little tin full of balm that you can smell it and it makes you a little bit more focused. So it's like citrusy kind of sharp smell that kind of brings your focus back.
Where do you place it? Like on your forehead?
So I did put it on my forehead and then it was super greasy for the video calls. So I just smell it.
Oh yeah, that would get awkward. You like get onto one of these virtual meetings.
People yeah. Are
like, what is that goo?
What is she doing? What is she doing?
On your nostril. Oh, gosh.
Just put it on your upper lip.
Well, that's cool. Self-care basket.
Definitely self-care basket.
Setting up an ergonomically correct space and a nice reference for, since you guys know I'm the person of references, Deskbound by Dr. Kelly Starrett. Really great book that talks about the specifics of a workspace just in general. And even though we've already covered it, I'm backtracking a little bit. If you're working a lot at home these days and you're used to having a more active job, it is still important to kind of keep that activity in the mix and to be standing more than you're sitting.
Yeah.
And so that's where you mentioned movement breaks earlier. Perfect opportunity to start kind of throwing those into your day if you are working from home.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about scheduling?
Scheduling in general? You mean like beginning of the day first? You want to start there?
Yeah, I think so. And maybe, I mean, we already talked about how important it is for Alan and everybody else to take lunch breaks. Let's also talk about how you can build in, like what you were just saying, the movement, especially if you're used to having a more active job.
Gotcha. So I guess just overarchingly, might have said that word wrong. Who knows?
No, I think it's great.
Is that right on? Cool.
Yeah, I think you got it.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, it's all this working from home that my language completely changes. I'm sure our listeners are experiencing this. Anyways, I think it's really important to just be clear, overarchingly, what's your start time and then what's your end time?
Yeah.
So I think it's so crucial to still do that same morning routine that we've spoken about in previous episodes. And then to really have that hard start time and that hard end time, which I think is maybe the more difficult of the two. In between there, I'd almost say every 1 to 2 hours throughout your day is to do one of these movement snacks, as we call it. So this could be get outside for 5 to 10 minutes. This could be do some push-ups, do some squats. It could also just be walking around your house. In Rachel's case, walking around 100 square feet. So you do like, I don't know, 30 circles if you're in Rachel's shoes.
And,
really just trying to get creative with those breaks too. You may even go fold some laundry, bring it down to where your dryer is. I was struggling because Lindsay does most of the washing and drying. But yeah, I think like working in some of those home tasks, even though you still want to be really focused on your work and not like taking drastic amount of time off for your employer's sake. But that is a cool thing that we do have the opportunity to do with those breaks, is to take 5 to 10 minutes to just pick up the house even.
Yeah. I think the nice thing too is, so we already have some of those breaks scheduled in for folks. So every day, just as a reminder, every day, including Saturday and Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern, we have our SkyTerra streak, which is increasing by one every day, reps of jumping jacks and squats. And then we've been doing live classes too at 11 a.m. on weekdays, fitness, yoga, what we were hoping was going to be a podcast, but that's okay.
That's okay. We have the live webinars too with
a
dietitian.
Yeah. And they're only like 30 minutes. So it's a great time to like kick back, maybe get that food in that I miss all the time and then get right back to work.
Yeah.
I think too, something that I've done just from working from home for a while is just being really purposeful. Not only like what you were saying, Jeff, about a start and end time, but what I do at the start of my workday and what I do at the end of the workday. So I'll start by reading a couple of pages and I'll end by organizing my desk and getting set up for the next day so I can hit the ground running. No matter what you do, I think it just signals to your brain, like, all right, this is what I'm going to do. It's the beginning of the day and then I'm done. This is my closing ritual. It just, it feels really like a really good way to put an end to the day.
Sounds like having routine around each of the start time and the end time.
Yes.
Yeah. I definitely try to, my start time is probably better than my end time. I wonder, I don't think our executive producer ever has an end time. Who knows with all the work.
I feel like he doesn't.
always go.
my start time though always begins with my hard copy planner. So I immediately go to my planner. I think I've even seen Alan do this too, is I'll just try to jot down that big three for the day that I've spoken about previously, just to really nail down that when I do look back at that planner at the end of the day, I'm hoping I've checked at least those three boxes. And then as the day goes, I'll often see myself like adding to like, oh, someone needs to hop on a call or I need to expedite doing this project versus another. It may sort of change, but setting that game plan is really important to probably check in with during that hard start time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like me, when I have very finite things like this particular photo shoot or this particular video, I try and go in and even set time parameters around how long I think it should take me to do this, which really keeps my mind on task and keep it from wandering in the same way. I also like your point about your space. But one big thing for me is to, when I finish a day, I clean everything up and make sure it's a perfectly clean space. And I have the one thing that I'm going for the next day out to start my day. So that I, as soon as I get into that space, I have my next task already laid out for me and everything's clean. It feels like a clean slate every single day.
So what I'm hearing is that latte cup over there and that water bottle will be picked up.
It's going to be
by
gone.
The end of our podcast.
It's definitely going to be gone.
That's cool. I respect that. Cleanliness is super important. There's definitely studies that show like folks in unclean spaces, it causes more stress and induces higher levels of cortisol production. So it's like those little things that can actually set the stage for you not being as stressed when you're going into work the next day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Alan's pretty stress-free, so it must be working for him.
He's so laid back.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, guys. So just to summarize, most importantly is that we want to thank everyone who doesn't have the luxury of working from home. So thank you for everything that you're doing to keep us safe and healthy. Mm-hmm. We talked about some roadblocks, making sure that you don't have too many tabs open on your window, on your computer. Making sure, of course, that you're taking a lunch break, making sure that your space is organized and that everything you have is close by. We talked about the importance of structuring your day, so making sure that you have specific start and end times, that you're building in breaks for movement. And we also talked about the self-care basket.
Yeah, I'm going to create one. I'm sold.
Yeah.
Okay, Alan and I can't wait to share with our listeners our self-care baskets. They're going to be quite different than Rachel's, I assume.
I think it's going to be way different.
I think I might put like beef jerky in mine or something. Because I feel like I often go to the grocery store for some self-care and like, I'm going to get some beef jerky.
Yeah,
super random.
Yeah.
They're little squishy stress balls.
Oh. There you go. Oh, yeah.
I know. I like the ones that look like a brain, too.
Yeah.
Those are cool.
Squeeze.
Yeah. You know what we're talking about, Rachel?
I sure do.
All right. Hopefully this adds to your summary.
It does. Did we miss anything?
I don't think so.
Okay. So, again, we just want everybody to know we're here for you during this time. We're thinking about you. We're sending you our best. And as long as we're in this social distancing quarantine, we're going to be here for you with some relevant topics. Absolutely. The Inspired Intentions podcast is a production of SkyTerra Wellness Retreat. Special thanks to our executive producer, Alan Broyhill.
Who, by the way, has been wearing headphones this entire time that did not need to be used whatsoever.
It's a comfort thing. Yeah. It also makes him look more executive producer-y.
True.
Send us your questions and comments to inspiredintentions@skyterrawellness.com. Subscribe on iTunes and everywhere podcasts can be found. If someone you know might benefit from this podcast, share Inspired Intentions with them and give us a 5-star rating. Join us next week as we cut through the unrealistic noise on diets and fitness and show you how healthy living fits seamlessly into your already busy life. Thanks for listening.